Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Glovina Show. I am Glovina Williams. It is so good to have you with me today and to see all the numbers that are coming in. And I'm really excited because we actually are like up to over 5,000 listeners. And it is amazing. It's simply amazing what God can do. And I do. I give God all the credit and all the praise and all the glory. I'm just extremely moved today by the outpouring of support, and not only the outpouring of support, but the letters and the cards that I receive. I received a card on Saturday that really moved me emotionally to a very beautiful place. I mean, a very, very beautiful place. It was such a beautiful card, and it came from this woman by the name of Sylvia. I've never met her, never seen her, I've never talked to her. But guess what? She listens to one of our social media platforms, and her life has been blessed. And she just encouraged me. She said, please, don't ever stop trusting and believing God. And she said, just remember that all of the inspiration that you've given, and she so appreciated it. And she really wrote, accompanied this card with a beautiful, encouraging letter. So I want to thank each and every one of you that have just given me that, that kudos, that keep on going, girl, that keep on moving forward. It's meant so much to me. And it just means a lot to me. So thank you. If you notice today, our title of the podcast is A Seasoned Vessel. Yeah, A Seasoned Vessel. And I'll tell you where I'm coming from with that and what sparked me to title this message A Seasoned Vessel. You know, I have been in homes of people and even within my own home. And say, for example, I had a favorite pot, a cooking utensil. It could be a skillet as well, but a pan, you know. But I'm particularly speaking perhaps about a pot. And you may have something like this in your home or maybe in the home that you grew up in or maybe your grandmother's home or your favorite aunt's home, but there was a pot that looked pretty battered, well used on the outside. But if you notice, the person that the vessel belonged to, they kept it so clean on the inside. Yeah, it didn't look so good on the outside. I think you already see where I'm going here. A seasoned vessel. Looks pretty tough on the outside. Could look a little beat up. In other words, it's showing that it's been used. And so I want to also interject right there. I heard a powerful speaker say once when I was in Atlanta, and he said something. He said, don't get upset when people use you because that means you have something to give. But this vessel is well used, but it's clean on the inside. And if you notice, the keeper, yeah, but if you notice, the person that this vessel belongs to, they're always washing it, keeping it clean for the next time that this vessel or this utensil will be utilized. They wash it on the outside, but they're unable to get rid of some of the nicks and some of the dents that may be in this pot, or some of the, even sometimes a little bit of the paint may be missing. You know, maybe it was a beautiful pot at one time. I mean, beautiful to the eye, but yet the owner kept it clean on the inside. Yeah, those favorite cooking utensils look a little scratched up. Doesn't look like it's worth much, but we keep it clean. We keep it available. It's clean on the inside. And guess what? It takes a lot for us to get rid of those because they're well-seasoned, a well-seasoned vessel, a well-seasoned utensil, a pot. But, you know, in all of that, in all of the nicks, and all of the scratches that you may have gone through, you were becoming your best self. You were and you are continuing to becoming your best self. Your vision is unfolding. And this is the vision that you can own, that God gave you. Because vision helps us to reflect upon who we really are. You know, who I am, what I have the potential to become. Even though that vessel may be nicked, may be scratched, doesn't look, you know, you may look and wonder, wow, why don't they buy a new one? Because guess what? That same vessel has the potential to become more. That same vessel has the potential to produce over and over again, if I can say this, those delicious, scrumptious, say, collard greens. Yeah. Your clarity of vision is revealed, my beloved, when you and I begin to look on the inside. As we look on the inside, we get clarity of vision. Nice and clean, looks pretty beat up on the outside sometimes, doesn't look like what it used to look like, but now there is clarity of vision because there's something on the inside of us that's being revealed. Yeah, the dreams that need to come out of us, the inside being awakened by the Spirit of God. Yeah. And in all of this, every day, the world is trying to shape and mold you, and but you're like, hey, I've come too far now. And you have. You've come such a long way. There's no time for looking back, or it's just time to move forward and to keep the inside clean. Remain authentic, my beloveds. Authenticity, I've said it before, and it bears repeating. Authenticity is really when you can recognize your good points. You can recognize your good points as well, please listen, as well as some of your flaws. That's authenticity. Being authentic is oftentimes admitting first to ourselves. Maybe I need to work on this. Maybe I need to keep this together. But being authentic, authenticity empowers you. It's a quality of who you are. Being authentic empowers you. And what sets you apart, you know, that pot that you keep going back to using, I'll say that vessel, you are that vessel that God keeps utilizing over and over again to touch someone's life in a special way. because there's something deep on the inside of you that can touch something very deep on the inside of someone else. If I can share a scripture from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 5. It's just one short verse. It says, "For everyone shall bear their own burden." Everyone will have to bear their own load of responsibilities. Each of us, we can't get around it. We'll have our own load to carry. Each of us must learn to shoulder our own pack. Each of us, we've got to bear some faults and some burdens of our own, for none of us are or have reached yet that level of perfection. We're still growing. We're still learning, you know, and in the learning, what sets apart that one vessel, that one that you keep going back to, the one that's in your cupboard, and there's a particular dish, one of your favorite dishes, one that you're known for, one of your recipes, the one that people, hey, we want you to bring this to the event. What sets you apart? It's your attributes, my beloveds. It's your skills, your experiences, and your values. Because all of those, your attributes, skills, experience, values, they contribute to the value of making this world a better place. You say, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Because even when the world gets dark, I heard someone say this morning in our prayer session, I heard someone say, the darker it gets, the brighter your light will shine. Yeah. So ask yourself that question. What value am I adding to the state of where this world is right now? I can't answer that for you. What are you naturally contributing? What are you best known for? When you come, people know. I'll give you a little secret, like my mom. Sometimes the party doesn't start until my dear mother gets there. Yeah. So what do I naturally contribute? Well, what am I best known for? I'm known as a good listener. You may say that. I'm known as a person that's able to break something down to its most common denominator so everyone can understand it. I'm known for fashion. Yeah. I'm known for helping other people improve their appearance. And I really thought one day, many years ago, what was I born to do? In other words, what's my purpose? I was born to preach, teach, mentor, and I was born to expose others to other elements of life and society. Yeah, what's unique about you? Is it your smile? Is it your voice? Is it your ability to deliver as you read, or is it your divine intelligentsia? What makes you unique? Is it your love, the compassion that you can show for those that are less fortunate, or those that need to be uplifted? Are you unique in the way that you care for others? Remember, that seasoned vessel, what's so special about it? Sometimes we don't really know or have all the intricate details, but what we do know is that that vessel, you, my beloved, and me, we have that potential to bring something wonderful and memorable from within ourselves. Let's keep that vessel clean. Because what? Everyone will have to bear their own load of responsibility. Each of us must bear some faults and some burdens of our own, for none of us are perfect. Now, Jesus did say, "Be ye perfect as I am perfect." Begin to strive for that maturity. That's what he's really saying. There comes a point where we begin to come out of our childish ways, and we begin to what? To begin to mature. And other people will notice it most likely before we do. Remember, we are responsible in developing our potential, what's in there. Yeah. Yeah. I'm really happy that you joined me today. Yeah. What do you have to offer? What do I have to offer? Are you developing your gifts? Is there a class you should be taking? Is there a seminar that you should be attending? Should you be setting aside that me time where, as I heard some women say on Saturday, they get their cup of coffee and they just get before God? He's waiting for you, and history's waiting for you as well. Yeah. What is it that you personally have to offer? What's so special about you as a seasoned vessel? A seasoned vessel. Yeah. A container of God's love, joy, peace, compassion, concern, power, gifts and talents. Just load it on the inside of you. Are you developing these gifts? Yeah. Because that vision that you have, it's not just a picture of what could be. Please hear what I'm saying. The vision that God has given you, the potential to produce something that will become manifested or demonstrated into the natural realm where it can be seen, heard, touched by other individuals. It's not just a picture of what could be or what can be. It's an appeal to us, my beloveds, to become better, to become something more, even though the vessel may be scratched, may have been disappointed, may have suffered some pain, and it's showing a bit on the outside. But still, keep that vessel clean on the inside. You are unique, and you do add value. Yeah. And you know what? You add this value by... Let me add this, by how you think, by what you do. Yeah, by how you do certain things. Because remember I shared it on the outset of our podcast today that that pot may look a little beat up, may be scratched, may be dent, may be showing signs of a little rust on the outside or brown from being burned so often. But you're unique, and that pot adds value. Yeah, it's able to do something for a meal that maybe a brand new pot cannot do, a brand new vessel. It's how you think. It's your accumulated thoughts. It's your experiential knowledge. It's what you do. It's the special way that you do something that someone else can do, and it just doesn't have that special touch. You're following me, I know. It's how you do things. Yeah. The value-added proposition that you bring. Yeah. That you bring. A promise that you bring. And I want you to begin to think about your greatest strengths. What are some of your greatest strengths? These are things that we need to contemplate. And don't let them just go by the wayside. Your greatest strengths and the ability to understand your strengths and to recognize that you're not limited, because within you, my beloveds, within that seasoned vessel, there is unlimited potential, unlimited opportunities. And as you keep it clean, it removes any obstacles that would deter or dampen the beauty of what will come forth from that seasoned vessel. No one else really, if we really think about it, and it's not being egotistical what I'm about to say, even if we take a moment and think about it, no one has exactly what you have to offer. Yeah. Your vision is a promise to the world. Your vision, I'll read it again from Galatians 6, verse 5. For everyone shall bear their own burden. Yeah, everyone will have to bear their own load of responsibility. Each of us then will have its own load to carry. Listen, everyone must shoulder their own pack. Each of us, my beloved, we must bear some faults and burdens of our own, for none of us are perfect. But we are moving. We are on the path of maturity, which delivers perfection in a profound way. I'm so glad that you joined me today, that we're together for this podcast. You know, our listeners, as I mentioned, it has really increased. I'm amazed. I'm simply amazed at people that are taking time from their busy schedules to join us and to be with us as we grow together, as you are fulfilling the visions that God has placed in your heart. This is what it's all about. I attended a conference, a women's clergy seminar on Saturday, and it was so refreshing for me because we discussed kingdom strategies, kingdom connections, and who we are as kingdom builders. You too, my beloved, a seasoned vessel. You may not be as seasoned as this particular person or that other person, but for where you are right now, you're seasoned for the vision and for the task and for the responsibilities that God has placed in your loving hands. Your vision, own it. Own your vision and begin to fulfill it. Begin to bring it out of the invisible realm into the visible realm. Oh, wow. I want to say hello to my beautiful mother today. I want to shout out to my absolutely gorgeous, loving Aunt Hunstein, and I want to shout out to my beautiful, intelligent Aunt Jewel. I want to shout out to my beautiful, vivacious Aunt Rosemary. I want to shout out to my son. Hey, I want to say hi to Chu, known as Bear sometimes. And I want to say hi to Ma. I want to shout out to my beautiful daughter-in-laws. I love you both, Carolyn and Cheryl. I shout out today to my absolutely wonderful grandchildren. Oh, I love you all. I shout out today to my great-grandbaby. I love you, and I'm sending you a big kiss. I want to shout out to Covenant of Hope. Covenant of Hope, you're making such a difference. Now, Covenant of Hope gathers four times weekly, but mainly we gather for prayer on Wednesday, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And I promise you, we're making a difference in this world. We're communicating with Almighty God. We are bringing our concerns, and not just our concerns, but the concerns of others and the concerns of the world at the state that it's in. We're bringing it to the omniscient one, the omnipotent one, the omnipresent one, Yahweh Elohim. We're bringing it to him. We're bringing it to a power that is unlimited, and that power dwells on the inside of you. You have a sacred place on the inside of you. So I'm shouting out to you today, Covenant of Hope. I want you to keep up the good work. I don't want you to be discouraged. Your prayer, your time, it matters. You know, God gives us 86,400 seconds a day. Yeah, but there's a little bit of a catch to it. We have to use it up. We can't save it for tomorrow. So I want you to utilize by becoming your best self, bringing that vision forward, reflecting on who you are and what you have the potential to become. No matter where you are right now, it's still not God's best. Yeah, he's taking you from glory to glory, here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. That means that you're growing in a magnificent way. He's giving you clarity of a vision. And it is revealed, my beloved, when we begin to look on the inside of us. He put that vision in you. Yeah. When he launched you forth from himself, he placed that vision on the inside of you and me. I'm not excluding myself. I want to shout out, I want to say hi to Velma and Terry. I want to thank you for you're making this program possible. Thank you so much. I want to shout out to Cynthia. Cynthia, on the beautiful island of Sardinia, I'm glad that you're with me today. I want to shout out, hi, Terry. Thank you for joining us. I want to shout out to Sylvia again. I want to shout out to some powerful women right now. I'm just going to, I want to shout out to Judy. Thank you for all that you're doing. I want to shout out to the women of God that have dedicated their lives to making the world a better place. I want to shout out to all of you today. Hi, Stephanie, Antonio, I see you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your loving support as well. I love you so much. Like always, hey, I want to shout out to Jewel. Hi, Jewel, how are you? I want to say hi to Sonia. Good morning, good evening, hello, wherever you are. I want to shout out to, I'm going to say hi, Gloria, Denise, Shelley, Wanda, Alicia, I want to say hi to you. I want to shout out to Marie. Sometimes I call her Jackie. Yeah, I want to shout out to you because you mean so much to me. But more than that, you mean so much to God. I want to shout out to my nieces, my nephews. Yeah, I want to shout out to all of you. I think about you. I pray for you. And I want to shout out to those. I want to say hi also. This is really something. One of my nephews had open heart surgery. His name is Justin. And I tell you, he's a courageous young man. He came through that surgery, and he's doing just well. I want to shout out to Juanita. I want to say that we're praying for you. And we know that this is a tough time for you, but we're praying for you. I want to shout out to those that are experiencing loss and grief. God's going to bring you through. He's not going to just take you halfway. He's going to take you all the way. Hi, Chloe. Hi, Shatoya. Hi. Hello, Margareta. You're doing a great work in South Carolina. Keep up the good work. I pray and speak traveling mercies over so many of you that are traveling today. I pray for the heads of states of many other countries in the Middle East right now. I'm praying for peace in the Middle East. That's my prayer. I'm praying for the election in Liberia, the great country, really an extension of America. I'm praying for Jasmine and her healing, and I'm praying for Benny Lee. I'm praying for you. Oh, my God, I'm praying for Keith today. God loves you. I may not have called your name, but I want you to know that you're in my heart, and I mean it. And I think you know that you're in my heart. So let's continue, my beloveds. We're going to move forward. Yeah, we're not going to stop. Hi, Prophetess Carla, I see you. Hi, Joyce, I see you. Yes, thank you so much. Listen, I get excited about these things. As you can see, it's fresh. It encourages me. It lights my life. I want to say hi to Ernestine. I love you. I'm sending you love. Yeah, I want to say hi to my brother Robert, my sister Letris. I'm shouting out saying I'm sending you all kind of love. Yeah, thank you. I see you. Oh, my God, we have so many listeners. We have listeners from Italy. Yes, we do. Liberia, yes, Japan. We have listeners from China. Yes, we do. We have so many listeners from all over the world, and it's because of you. Keep spreading the word about the Dr. Glovina Show. It's designed to inspire you, to encourage you, hopefully to move you to the next dimension, that dimension in God. Yeah, a seasoned vessel, but I want to encourage you. Keep that vessel clean on the inside. Yeah, and that's going to come through prayer, through praise, and through worship, and through coming before God. Let him search us. We're not afraid for God to search us. He made us. He knows everything about us. Oh, I love you so much. I really, really do.
God is on your side, and God's not mad at you. He loves you, and I do too.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.